One in the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey, Kiri, it's Beau calling you again. How you going?
Yeah, good, good. How did you go with Ross?
Yeah, sorry to bother you. Well, Melina normally does, so my partner, she normally does the medicines.
Okay, yeah.
And I, for the life of me, cannot do it. Is that, and she's not home, obviously. Will he be fine to go to this afternoon without having them?
Okay. Now, you got the furosemide and the doxycycline. I know he's on. Is he on other medications as well?
Yeah, he's on a third oral medication that helps the antibiotic work better that was prescribed by Dr. Brock.
Okay, I'm just getting back into your file here. Rachel Fruzapex. I can see he's been on, yeah, Rachel Fruzapex, which helps with the fluid in his lungs.
Yep.
And the doxycycline. Do you know the name of the other one, by any chance?
Yeah, I'll go read the label now. Hang on,
sure,
2 seconds. It is called doxycycline.
Yeah, so that's another antibiotic. Yep. Yeah, like definitely the furosemide is pretty important that he continues on with that one there, because that will help the fluid on his lungs.
Yep.
For once a week. Yeah, he's still on that one. The antibiotics, ideally, it would be good that he does stay on those as well.
Yep.
Now, when you say you're having trouble, like, are you just getting him and so, like, popping his body, like his bottom end towards your chest area and just leaning over and just almost cuddling him and with the syringe just popping it into the side of his mouth? Are you just not able to do that?
Yeah, he just won't. For some reason, Mel's really good at it, my partner, but, yeah, I just can't get him to do it.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes, like, if you just get him and just lightly, lightly wrap him in like a towel so he feels a bit protected, and sometimes you can just do that and just support his head with one hand and with the syringe that you've already pre-drawn up the medication pop in on the other side of his mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, well, I can try it again. Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
It does take a little bit of skill, but definitely, like, if you can get it in, it will be beneficial to Ross. Like, if
yeah.
he's getting really stressed, obviously, and he's getting really stressed out, then that, like, I would abort and stop it and not try unless you have your partner there. But definitely, if you can get them in, that would be very beneficial.
Yeah, okay, perfect. He does get a bit stressed when we do it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you do it quickly, but I'm just saying don't try and repeatedly do it for like 10, 20 minutes or so. If he's getting really stressed that way, that's when I would say, no, we'll stop and come back to it.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to do it now than to wait till this afternoon when she gets home.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, because they're twice a day, both of them, all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is pretty important that you try and get it in now, because otherwise you will have to wait till quite late this afternoon or tonight to give the next dose.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, well, I'll try again. Hopefully I have some luck.
Yeah, certainly. All righty, well, yep, well, good luck, and, yeah, if you have any more problems, just give us a call.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thanks, Kerry.
Okay, then. Thank you. We'll see you then. Bye.
See ya. Bye.